This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And McAdams Millwright Service. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. And in our top national and international ag news here on this Wednesday afternoon, one of the world's largest meat packers has recently announced it had been hit by a cyber attack over the weekend. JBS announced Sunday some of the servers supporting its North American and Australian IT systems were targeted. Scott Bennett, Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau, says the company responded immediately.
The company took immediate action, suspending all of the affected systems, notifying authorities, and activating the company's global network of IT professionals and third-party experts to resolve the situation. The company's backup servers were not affected, and it is actively working with an incident response firm to restore its systems as soon as possible.
And Bennett says that could lead to the meatpacking industry expecting disruptions.
The company is not aware of any evidence at this time that any customer, supplier, or employee data has been compromised or misused as a result of this situation. The company does state that a resolution of the incident will take time, which may delay certain transactions with customers and suppliers.
Bennett also says the situation may be affecting the supply of beef products both domestically and internationally.
It is concerning whenever we see disruptions in our food supply chain. Certainly the COVID-19 pandemic showed us that last year. We hope that JBS can get up and running as soon as possible. This event has certainly shined a light on how vulnerable even agriculture can be to cybersecurity threats.
Again, that was Scott Bennett with the American Farm Bureau. In other news on the JBS computer hack, in response to the cybersecurity threat, the company has been shutting down meat processing facilities across the globe, including here in the United States. Veterinarian Jim Lowe of the University of Illinois has his perspective on the potential impact of the cyber attack.
I think what will happen to the industry is still to be told. We don't know yet. If it's today, probably not that big a deal. It sounds like a big chunk of the company are shut down today. If it goes on for the rest of the week, I think that's really a problem across the entire protein complex.
JBS Foods provides more than 206 million 4-ounce servings of protein around the planet every day. It is the second largest supplier of each of the three primary meats in the United States, including beef, pork, and poultry. Lowe says the packing plants are mostly set up to run at 100% capacity and that any glitch along the chain has a ripple effect. He uses Beardstown's pork processing plant as an example.
So if we don't harvest pigs at Beardstown today, which is, 20-ish thousand pigs that would be harvested there today, if those don't get harvested, they've got to get harvested sometime later and we just run out of days, right? It's a perishable commodity. The pig's gaining weight every day. He needs to get to town. Same deal on the cattle side and really the same on the chicken side.
The supply chain is tightly coordinated and very efficient. However, this means any disruption, for instance, COVID-19 about this time last year, has an impact on the ability of the system to continue to move product along. In the latest national news from Capitol Hill, the Energy Department's Energy Statistics Agency says most cars on the road by the middle of this century, 2050, will still be using an internal combustion engine, not electricity, which has one ethanol state senator complaining that Democrats are picking winners and losers. Senate Ag and Finance member Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the Energy Information Administration report is clear, and the Biden goal for all electric vehicles by 2030 or 2035 is way too optimistic.
By 2050, 79% of the cars on the road will be internal combustion engines. Obviously, Biden hasn't read that EIA report.
Instead, Grassley charges that the president and finance chairman Ron Wyden are picking winners and losers with billions for electric vehicles and millions to convert the USDA fleet, and nothing for biofuels.
Iowans rely on biofuels as key market for corn and soybeans, and it's sad to see that even USDA is trying to eliminate a market which farmers rely on.
Grassley says the winners are the ultra-wealthy who can afford to spend up to $80,000 on an electric car, while the tax breaks mean little for the middle class and the poor.
$12,500 off of $80,000 vehicle, there still aren't going to be very many middle-income and lower-income people be able to afford a car that expensive.
Grassley calls the White House proposals idealistic, while the administration argues the changeover is key to dealing with the impacts of climate change. And stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Providing feed, fuel, and fiber for the world is a tough job. Suckup Manufacturing and McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield are here to help you do it. Suckup Grain Handling, Drying, and Storage Products provide solutions to help you protect and preserve the world's grain supply. And Suckup Steel Buildings protect and preserve the tools you use to produce it. Visit McAdams Millwright Service in Greenfield or call 217-248-6879 for solutions today. Suckup Manufacturing Company, engineering solutions since 1963.
Are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process and decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M Service can apply precision farming technologies to your operations. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can now access thousands of additional member-exclusive benefits and discounts when they are on the go with the new membership benefit web platform and iPhone app. This new app allows members to see both local and national discounts for Farm Bureau members, from movies to hotels to theme parks and more. For more information or links to the new benefit platform, visit ilfb.abenity.com. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Now let's move on and take a look into Illinois State Ag News here on a Wednesday. And we have your latest crop progress and condition report from last week, a longer week due to the Memorial Day holiday. And with the report, we join the National Ag Statistics Service in Springfield.
There was an average of 3.9 days suitable for field work last week. Temperatures averaged 64.9 degrees, 0.9 degrees below normal. Precipitation averaged 1.07 inches, 0.03 inches above normal. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated 1% very short, 8% short, 69% adequate, and 22% surplus. Corn planted reached 95% compared to the 5-year average of 84%. Corn emerge was 86% compared to the 5-year average of 72%. Corn condition was rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 16% fair, 67% good, and 13% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 89% compared to the 5-year average of 65%. Soybeans emerged reached 74% compared to the 5-year average of 46%. Soybean conditions rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 19% fair, 67% good, and 10% excellent. Winter wheat headed was 95% compared to the 5-year average of 91%. Winter wheat conditions rated 2% very poor, 2% poor, 9% fair, 60% good, and 27% excellent. Alfalfa hay first cutting reached 71% compared to the 5-year average of 44%. Other hay first cutting reached 56% compared to the 5-year average of 38%. Pasture conditions were rated 1% very poor, 1% poor, 24% fair, 43% good, and 31% excellent. This has been Steve Parn with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Heartland Regional Field Office in Springfield.
And late on Monday evening on Memorial Day at about 11 minutes to midnight, the state budget was passed along party lines, with the Democrats passing the $42 billion new state budget. Kevin Stimlow with the Illinois Farm Bureau says that agriculture fared pretty well.
As part of the budget, the Department of Agriculture and other agricultural programs did receive funding. Most of it was level funding compared to last year. For example, Ag Education received $5 million, which they received for several years. County Fair funding remained pretty steady. The one program that did see an increase was funding for soil and water conservation districts, mainly to increase its funding for the nutrient loss reduction strategy. We see that the soil and water conservation districts doubled their appropriation levels to $15 million. Of course, all that was a part of a plan and a coalition pushing to move forward the nutrient loss reduction strategy. Other programs, of course, we saw Livestock Management Facilities Act administration being pretty much the same, and several other programs that were continued to be held constant.
Again, that was Kevin Stimlow with the Illinois Farm Bureau. He serves as Director of State Legislation. And the annual FFA convention this year is looking a bit different than past years here in Illinois, but students will be gathering in person nonetheless. The FFA has three outdoor events planned around the state to keep crowds a little smaller. FFA Vice President Molly Shimp says after an all-virtual FFA convention last year, it was important to plan out a way to honor award winners in person.
Something we really wanted to accomplish with this year's state convention, being able to hold it hybrid, allows us to get out to members and give them the opportunity to have that moment walking across the stage and receive that recognition that they have worked so hard to receive. So specifically, state degrees were something we wanted students to walk across stage and receive like everybody else has received that ceremony.
The state FFA convention kicked off yesterday in Normal to celebrate sections 1-5. That event was held at the Cornhuskers Corn Belt baseball field in Normal. This coming Friday, they'll be in Carbondale to celebrate sections 21-25 in the southern part of the state. And the last and final portion of the state convention will be held next week, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, at the state fairgrounds in Springfield to celebrate the accomplishments of section 6-20. And finally, let's move on to take a look at local ag news and our ag community bulletin board here on this Wednesday. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday, the Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show will be held in conjunction with the Montgomery County Bicentennial. Again, the show held this weekend, Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Butler. Also being held this Saturday at the Bicentennial Celebration, Mid-Illinois livestock producers will be serving ribeyes, hamburgers, and all-beef hot dogs. Serving gets underway at the Bicentennial on Saturday at 11 a.m. Coming up the following Saturday on the 12th, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be handing out popcorn in the Irish Days Parade. That's in Farmersville. Coming up later on in this month of June, the Dudley Smith Farm Outreach Meeting will be featuring research updates on soil health and cover crops, using cover crops with annuals, progress towards soil phosphorus credits, and long-term effects on management practices for nitrogen loss. This virtual meeting will be held from 10 till noon on Wednesday, June 16th. The meeting is free and open to the public, and registration is available in advance by Friday, June 11th, by going to illinois.edu/DSFmeeting. More information about the event is available from the Christian County Extension Office, and you can call them in Taylorville at 287-7246. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on this Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, June 2nd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.